Right, we are here at the Big Table Tennis event at Bishop Auckland this afternoon. I'm delighted to say I've been joined by our friend Matt Porter from the Bishop Auckland Table Tennis Club. Thanks for joining us again.
You're welcome, anytime.
So, just for people who tune in, what exactly is happening this afternoon? This morning, I should say.
All day.
All day, of course.
We're hosting a national table tennis tournament. There are several of these run throughout the year out throughout the country. We run three a year, sort of give local opportunity for our players as well as sort of Cleveland and Northumberland and Cumbria to come over, play much better players, different players, new players, all in the search of trying to improve their national ranking.
So you've got players coming from across the country to this event today?
Yes, all over the country. We've even got people coming from Scotland, people from Leeds, Grimsby, Hull, Nottingham. Obviously as well as Middlesbrough and sort of more local places and the big Bishop Auckland team.
Yeah, of course. We'll move on to the Bishop Auckland team now. How many players have you got playing this afternoon?
We have over 20 Bishop Auckland players playing over the course of the day.
And there's been a couple of games going on there. Those practice games, or have they started now?
Yeah, we started, play kicked off at 9 o'clock with the under 15 boys. The under 15 girls will go on shortly. And then obviously we've got under 11 boys and girls, under 13 boys and girls, and then under 18 boys and girls.
So what are your kind of hopes for the club this afternoon? Have you got any goals, or are they just, you know, hope just to get a couple of decent results?
To be honest, a couple of the lads stand a decent chance of doing quite well. Would be nice to take home some victories in our home tournament, but the main aim of the tournament is just the opportunity. Obviously people can't always afford to travel to all the tournaments. For those keen followers, we play a lot of tournaments in Blackpool as Grantham and things like that, and obviously it is an expense of travelling which not everybody can afford, so to offer the opportunity on the doorstep for people as well as obviously the local community to come up and actually see some future stars.
Yeah, of course, it'd be fantastic to see that. Obviously this is probably your first big event of the year. What are your kind of goals for the club for 2015?
Oh wow, lots of things really. I mean, we're increasing our sort of our radius of delivery. We've got clubs starting in Spennymoor, we've got clubs starting in Barnard Castle, on top of already doing Newton Aycliffe and Walsingham. We're always looking to take more schools on board as well, sort of feed more people in, and sort of we are working with the school to try and look at operating more of a centre, a table tennis centre throughout the school and a sports centre.
So is there any way, if people are listening maybe in Spennymoor, Barnard Castle, will they maybe contact you if they're interested in joining, or is that still kind of, are you still working on that almost?
No, they're up and running. All the details are on our website. If you just use a search engine for Bishop Auckland Table Tennis, or the website is just bishopaucklandttc.co.uk. All the training times stuff are on there, as well as my contact details if they have further questions.
Well, we've spoken to you a couple of times. It's great to see the club kind of expanding into even more areas, and hopefully we'll get a couple of decent victories for Bishop Auckland this afternoon as well, of course. So, Matt, thanks very much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.